Brodsky Synagogue, Coral, 13 Shutarustaveli Street. Since ancient times and to this day, the synagogue is called Beit Knesset in Hebrew, which literally means House of Assembly. The word synagogue comes from the Greek word synagogue, that is, the gathering. Another word for synagogue in Yiddish is shul, which means school. It is unknown when exactly the first synagogues appeared. Most historians believe that they arose after the destruction of the first temple, 4th century before the beginning of the new era of conventional chronology, and the beginning of Babylonian captivity. The Jews who were expelled to Babylon began to gather in their houses to pray and study Torah. Later, special buildings were constructed for prayers, the first synagogues. On Malava-Silkivska Street, which nowadays is called after the Georgian poet Shotarustaveli, the synagogue appeared by virtue of the entrepreneur and philanthropist Lazar Brodsky, who in the 90s of the 19th century decided that Jews living near the Bessarabian market and in the Pechersk region need their place for gatherings. By the way, Bessarabsky Market, Kyiv Polytechnic Institute, Institute of Pattern and Operetta Theatre were built in Kyiv at these expenses. Territory of Brodsky personal estate was chosen as the construction site of the synagogue, but this plan was not destined to be realized. The reason was that the authorities did not allow the Jews who lived in Kyiv at that time to build monumental religious buildings. A place for prayers could only be a ready-made house adapted for these purposes. To escape from the current situation, Lazar Brodsky and Yevsei Zuckerman, then the main Kyivian rabbi, went on a trick. They made a sketch of a side facade of the house located on Rognidinska Street, which resembled a residential building, and wrote a complaint. Here, they say, we are going to adapt the usual building for the chapel, and the local leadership does not allow, and sent all these documents to St. Petersburg. Soon they received an approving answer. So, in spring of 1897, the Senate of Russian Empire allowed the construction of a prayer house. A synagogue was built at the corner of the streets of Rognidinska and Malovasilkivska, now Shotarustaveli, by the project of engineer Georgi Schleifer. According to his plan, the building was made in Moresque style. The construction of the synagogue was led by the best at that time Kyiv construction company owned by Leo Ginzburg. This gave a result. The building was erected just in 1 year. For all the construction work, it was spent about 150,000 rubles. The solemn opening and the consecration ceremony of Brodsky Synagogue took place on August 24th, September the 5th, in 1898, on the same day with the celebration of 15th anniversary of Lazar Brodsky. Many honored guests attended the event, among them the governor and the head of the city of Kyiv, officials who put in so much effort for this event not to happen. For 3 decades, the synagogue has been functioning as a Jewish religious center. However, in 1926, it was confiscated by the Soviet authorities and transformed into a club. Then there was a political school and a military sanitary circle, later a puppet theater. During the Nazi occupation of Kyiv, a stable for army horses was located in the synagogue building. Over the past years, the building was repaired several times. The largest reconstruction, carried out in the 1970s, has substantially changed in both from the inside and the outside. The main facade was blocked by the annex vestibule. The beautiful Gothic vaults of the main hall were closed up by an additional floor, and the gallery for women turned into closed chambers. A significant part of stucco decorations in the interior was lost at all. Discussion about the return of the building to the Jewish community started in 1991, after Ukraine became independent. Finally, in 1992, Jews of Kyiv, for the first time since such a while, were able to celebrate Hanukkah in Brodsky Synagogue. In 1997, following the petitions of the All-Ukrainian Jewish Congress and its leader Vadim Rabinovich, the puppet theater was relocated to a new building. The ceremonial opening of the renovated building of the Kyiv Central Synagogue took place on March 14, 2000. Currently, there is a small museum in the lobby of the synagogue in which one can find menorah made by the famous Israeli sculptor Frank Meisler. In addition, there is a fragment of the Torah dating back to the 2nd, 5th centuries and a copy of the key that opened the synagogue in 1898. In the museum, you can also find old books, kippahs, mezuzahs, candlesticks, etc. Today, the building of the Central Synagogue is one of the key architectural constructions not only of Shota Rustaveli Street, but also of all Kyiv.